Yes, I'm John Horder from Andover, South Dakota, and president of the South Dakota Soybean Association.
Tell me what kind of a year it's been like for you up at Andover.
It's been kind of a roller coaster, you know, putting the crops in. It was kind of on the wet side. We got them all in. And then in July and August, it got really, really dry on us. And we were, you know, thinking that our crop was going to be really short, but got into it. And we've had a lot of rain. And I guess in our area, we've had a lot of snow. And it's really, really delayed harvest. We actually just finished a couple days ago. And it's just been a challenging fall with all the weather conditions and the delays. And, you know, we're combining corn in the teens. So it's tough on equipment, and it's tough on the guys, too, to get their crop out. So that's kind of the way things have been up here.
You say you're combining corn in the teens. You mean you're talking about the temperature there.
The temperature, yes, correct, yes. Yes. Yeah. The yields have been very good. We've been very happy with the yields for as dry as it got in July and August. So, you know, that way it's been real pleasant with our yields.
Yeah, tell me about that if you could be more specific. What have your yields been like in both corn and soybeans?
You know, we've been a little bit above average. You know, up in the northeast corner of the state, our yields aren't bin busters or anything. But, you know, most soybean yields I've been hearing have been in the mid to upper 40s. And, you know, a lot of corn has been, you know, pushing 200. You know, there are some areas that it did get dry and it's been, you know, below average. But for the most part, I think, you know, most guys were above average or at average. So, you know, it's been pleasant with the bushels that are out there.
You said you had a tough year harvesting and getting everything out, but the growing season, did the rains come okay for you?
And we didn't have much of any rain at all in our area in July and August, which was kind of an inverse from the southern part of the state. They kept getting rain and rain and rain, and they were almost too wet at times. So, you know, it's crazy how different it can be in the different parts of the state. But, you know, all things considered, you know, we had good subsoil when we planted, and I think that carried us through even though we missed a lot of rains in July and August in our area.